Fridays, we do five things you need to know.
Stand by. 5, 4, 3, 2. Countdown sequence. 1. Five things you need to know.
You just don't know you need to know it yet. Roger that. What's your vector, Victor? Shirley, you must be joking. My name's not Shirley. Each of us finds some pieces of information along our travels and kind of grabs it and says, you know what, I think people are going to need to know this. This is a little tidbit that will help them out, save you money, save you time, whatever. But we post all the links to these at morningbuzz.com, and you can go check them out if you want, stick them on the fridge, on the bulletin board, or whatever. But I will start by saying,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, there are 5 things you need to know.
Look, a little Hamilton in on there for you, a little Hamilton in on the show. Scott McMullen starts us off with the first of 5.
Leave it to the Brits, Greg. They came up with selling a half Christmas tree. Why is it a half Christmas tree? Just the top?
Oh, I thought it was going to be just one side.
Oh, that would be
a great idea.
Up the
wall.
That's a better idea. Kelly, I saw that yesterday. Half trees. Because you should have a flat back because people don't have room for the whole round. They saw it yesterday on the
internet. That's actually pretty smart.
Well, this company has a Christmas tree that only has, it's 6 feet tall. Only the first 3 feet have all your branches up top. Nothing on the bottom.
More presents?
Pets.
And babies. You got the kid that's starting to learn to walk. Sadie and Nora were always playing in the Christmas tree, falling into the Christmas tree, all that stuff. No more.
Did they not see it?
They saw it.
Okay.
They were just
curious.
They were just very curious.
Curious little babies.
Yeah. So a British company has come up with a design of a tree that's just basically just the top of a tree. The rest of it is all green with some lights on it, and no more problems with the cats or curious kids.
Might be the dumbest idea I've ever heard in my entire life.
Okay. $40 can get you a half tree, and if you want one with artificial snow on it, it's high 40s. So.
Yeah. Stupid.
That's 5 things you need to know, not whether Greg likes it or not.
No, I know that. I'm just saying that the idea of having a Christmas tree, a small Christmas tree, a Christmas tree that has the bottom half of it, just the stump, is ugly and stupid. I'm sorry. Now, you know what else they did? They hung the tree upside down. That was a thing, for the same reason.
That's still a thing.
Yeah, well, it's still a weird thing. You want to hang it upside down, you go ahead and do what you want. That's fine. But I'm just saying, if you got to hang your tree upside down, you know what I mean, because your kids are getting into it, how about teach the kids? Instead of just not letting them do whatever they want, how about teaching them what's right and what's wrong? How about that? Stay out of the tree or you get punished. How about that? Instead of, no, we got, well, you know, they're doing this, so we must eliminate the opportunity that they could even get near the tree.
Is your cat a problem with the tree?
My cat actually isn't. She just likes to rub her face on the little branches, but she doesn't grab things off.
Reba's not a... she can go out and hunt and find more fun outside.
Bear's too lazy to care.
Yeah.
Bear just wants to cuddle.
I think Fatty uses it as like a scratcher.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, it's just a little face.
Yeah, Reba will sleep underneath it.
Like, I don't know why they like to sleep under underneath. The tree. Yeah. That is weird.
What is the name of the cat?
Fatty.
Are you not worried about the self-esteem of the cat?
No. Oh, okay. The cat's got plenty of self-esteem.
Yeah. Poor Bear has a lot of nicknames.
Yeah.
Fatty.
Fatty McFatterson. Yeah.
I'm guessing,
that's a good one.
I'm guessing that she was the chunky one out of the, when they were...
Fatty.
I'll take the fat one.
Fatty McFatterson.
She's got the little pouch. So I'll call her Sacky McSackerson.
Oh, you gotta like that.
Gotta love it.
Sacky McSackerson.
Yeah. My
that's
dad
a great
calls
one.
Her that now.
That's a great one right there. I love it. All right. Kayla, what do you got? 5 things.
Well, so there are those non-stick frying pans, right? And everybody thinks those are great because they make your life easier.
I've got the red.
There's chemicals.
The red pan, you know, the one on TV.
The copper?
Like you just throw the... Yeah, but it's got the non-stick surface.
Yes.
It's unbelievable.
But Lori, you're safe. Gentlemen.
Ah, it's a penis thing. I knew it. It was something cool,
to stick,
and I like it.
You they're don't need any more sticking kids, their penis to the pan.
No.
The PFCs, which are chemicals commonly used to create the non-stick, I can't say the actual word. I don't know, perfluorolacalyl.
Great, you got it.
Whatever.
Perfluorocarbons.
Right. I think you're right, Kelly. I think you're right.
Kind of.
It's highlighted
but
in red.
But there's a K in there. It looks weird, too. Yeah. So, yeah, go with what you said.
Thank you.
The PFCs.
The PFCs, they affect size and potency for gentlemen.
The size of a unit?
Yes. The size of your situation is directly affected by these PFCs. You can also get those.
Does it make it bigger?
No, it makes it smaller.
Oh.
You knew it wasn't going to be good.
And
you just knew.
It's the same kind of chemicals you can get in like fast food wrappers.
Right.
Oh.
Oh, great. See?
So. You got to be careful here, guys. There was a study. It was over like 8 years, actually.
And when I tell my kids we're not going for fast food, this will be why.
You're going to tell them that?
Hey, whatever works.
Wait a minute. They're not using nonstick pans in a fast food restaurant.
No, but the wrappers.
She just said the wrappers
fast food. All right.
The wrappers also have it going on.
Awesome.
So you just make it so you can unstick your own pan.
Again, right? Probably, I mean, I don't know. Did a woman invent it to sort of get back at us? But no, because then she
so many ways to get back at us.
Yeah, right. Who knows, you know? But anything that comes out and then it sort of get dangled out there that, well, gentlemen, you want to pay attention. It's never good for the guy. It's never good.
Yeah. So. It's a high price to pay for your eggs to not stick to the pan. That's what the article says. I know.
Well, you know what?
And the ones you're scrambling, too.
It explains a lot. I mean, right? There you go. It explains a lot. Yeah, there you go.
Let's cut back on my eggs.
There you go. Kelly Brown, what do you got? 5 things you need to know.
A new ban on plastic bags begins in Boston just 10 days before Christmas. The ordinance, which mandates all single-use plastic bags be eliminated, was passed a year ago, but goes into effect December 14th. Stores can offer compostable plastic bags, paper bags, or reusable bags as alternatives for a fee of at least 5 cents.
Mm-hmm.
The ban does not include newspaper bags, dry cleaner bags, or bags used to wrap meat, fish, produce, or frozen food. Mm-hmm. This is where we're going. Retail stores who end up violating the ordinance will first get a warning, then a $50 fine for a second violation, and then $100 fine for a third.
For Nora, it's all about retro clothes. And if you go to Goodwill or places like that, there's no bags anymore. So if you go in and you buy stuff, they just slide it across the counter to you, and you're like,
bam.
No bag? No, no bags anymore.
Yeah, I guess, you know, sometimes you just don't need a bag.
No?
A lot of places that, yesterday I was at the liquor store, and like, you need a bag? I said, yeah. Like, you don't want a bag? I'm like,
she put it in a purse. That's what it's going to be anyways.
I can hold the box in one hand and the bottle in the other. I'm fine.
I got this.
I'm good.
Kelly Brown, I'm sorry, the Laura Boyce, what do you got?
Okay, well, I read this and it kind of made me scratch my head because I couldn't believe it, that millennials would rather give up sex and alcohol than lose Amazon.
Well, you know.
What is,
sick.
Yeah. 77% of millennials, millennials is what I'm on that cusp. You're a millennial.
31, up to 31, 32 is a millennial.
I'm on the upper end of that.
My buddy Gizmo's already all set. He already gave up sex.
Yeah, right.
It
still has Amazon.
77% of millennials would actually go without alcohol for a year rather than quit Amazon. 44% would say no sex. But like Kelly said, Gizmo is prime candidate. He doesn't know how to walk into a store and look for things.
He buys shampoo on Amazon. He gets it sent to him, cat litter.
I sent him to a store to get something. He said, as he's walking through the store and he didn't know where to look, he's on his phone, ordered it. Well, he was in the store because he couldn't find it. Even though it was there, he didn't want to ask anybody. He can't talk to people.
Yeah.
And I called to make his oil change appointment because he couldn't call and have a conversation with somebody. Like, he goes,
that's why he doesn't have a girlfriend.
And why in the hell did you do it for him? Why don't you just say, man up, get some nut, and let's do what you're supposed to do as an adult? Why did you make an oil appointment for him? I love the guy.
Because he was just afraid to call.
Because he was what? Not willing to change and not willing to learn? So, yeah, that's good. That's a great way to help him. It really helped him.
Anyways, but this is what we're coming down to, is everybody thinks that, like, it's on Amazon.
When's his dentist appointment? Does he have to keep that, too, or do you
handle
that for
him? I'm sure his mom
does.
He moved away.
Jesus sake. You kill me over here.
I can't believe that.
I'm going to shake him like a British nanny.
He was looking for a place, and he wouldn't go to a place unless it had an online booking. And so I'm like, what are you doing? And he goes, if they don't have online booking, I don't go. Like, you call, make an appointment. He said, no. Like, you work in radio. We talk for a living. No.
Yeah. Well, who went out to eat or got something? Who went out to eat in the past week? Got something from that wasn't at home?
Oh, sure.
Who
does it?
It's every week. Whereas, when I was a kid, it was like, I think we went out once as a family. But nowadays, it's a common thing. And along those, when you so many people doing it, food places and the restaurant industry identifies trends. So, if I said to you, what do you think, as far as the most popular foods of 2018 and the food trends that are currently in high gear, things that are being ordered all over the place, the biggest foods of the day, What do you think they are? For the year 2018, what's the most popular food trend?
Healthier, burrito bowl.
Burrito bowl.
God, I love a good burrito bowl.
There is a bowl on there, but it's it is a chicken. Wait a minute, cauliflower rice bowls.
Oh, I eat those.
Yeah, I kind of think of the healthy. You know?
I eat those every day.
I love the bowl.
That's good.
I mean, the bowl is. I like the bowl more than the plate. You can't screw it up.
As long as it's things that should be together.
In the bowl. Together, oh yes.
If they shouldn't be together, then use a plate.
Yeah, mashed potatoes, chicken, gravy, corn, throw that in that bowl, boom, I'll take that. Fine. I've never had that KFC thing, but that looks good.
Oh, you should.
Yeah, oh seriously?
And then if it's the Taco Bell combo, you get the hot sauce from the Taco Bell side.
Oh my God.
So good.
What is a what is a poke bowl or a poke bowl? The number one trend, and I forgive me for not knowing, is a poke bowl. Whatever that is.
How's it spelled?
P-O-K-E. Poke bowls. And I'm sorry that I don't know that. I thought maybe one of you guys would know.
Oh, it's nope. Diced raw fish served as an appetizer. It's a Hawaiian cuisine.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So it has avocados. It looks like fish.
It's probably poke.
Yeah, right,
I think
right.
It's poke.
Poke bowl.
It looked right. That I would have known if you'd said poke.
Well, there's no accent. There's no accent mark on what I wrote.
Spicy wild salmon poke bowl.
All right. See, I would eat that. That looks delicious. Absolutely delicious. As long as it's not raw. I don't do raw fish. Okay, I'll do smoked salmon, but I don't do raw fish.
Yeah, a couple of oysters, baby.
Oh yeah. Chicken sliders. These are the big things. You know, the thing about a slider is you get a lot of bread. If you have more than one slider, you get a lot of bread, right? Baby back pork ribs are huge. And everywhere I go, it seems like that's on the appetizer menu. You know, if you go to a restaurant, a sit-down restaurant, chicken burritos, Kelly, yep, that's up there. Also, chicken sandwiches, cauliflower rice bowls, chicken and waffles. And chicken and waffle sliders are some of the biggest food trends. Like, people are doing chicken and waffle sliders.
I think you can get chicken and waffles at KFC now.
Yeah, for the first time. For the first time. I've never had them. How is that even? I've had the opportunity to. I've just never had them.
We had them here.
Oh, they're right. A slider. That was right. I tried them there. But I've never gone to a restaurant, sat down, and had...
Yeah, because they made them just for you.
I had it at the Waffle House in Atlanta.
Chicken and waffle sliders, our friends at Lilac City Grill made them during Lenny Helping Can.
The blue waffle.
Yeah.
Excellent.
That is not a thing.
Look that up.
Don't look it up.
Don't do it.
Wait till you get to work.
Don't.
No.
Don't. Okay? Parmesan chicken. Buffalo cauliflower.
Yep. That's so good.
Never had
that a lot.
Never had it.
We had something similar to that one day when we went out. That stuff's real good.
Peanut butter acai bowls and detox juice are the top breakfast items. So those are some of the trends that are currently in full swing. The top late night items: stuffed jalapenos.
Oh, I made those.
Spicy miso ramen.
Yep.
And the top desserts were brownies and Oreo cookie cupcakes. Cupcakes are good, but man, they can be way too sweet. Yeah. I don't need 4 inches of frosting on a cupcake.
You need to commit to a whole cupcake.
Yeah, I don't want that crazy colored frosting either, because later on that fools you in the bathroom.
Okay. Hey, well, there you go. So those are some of the the food trends.
When did I eat a Smurf?
Stop.
The bean burrito is the trendiest food in all of America. We ordered 276% more bean burritos this year than we did in 2007. No other food has had that big of a jump. The bean burrito is the trendiest food. Burritos, it's a meal all in one. It's a meal and a sandwich. Can't go wrong with it. All right, so there you go. There you go. This is some of the food trends this year, 624. Now I'm hungry.
Good thing it's Five Guys Friday.
It is.
I know. I know. It is. All right, so we got a lot going on. We got the jukebox today. We should.